that peya muteres linyan klein. A peya is muter linyan klein. A peya is a tzuras apes. That's what a peya is. So Rashi peya. Rashi kliyas hazmeira hamatucha mikundes lechaveroi. For the gemara, peya nachas sechta Shabbos. Kitzah peya also means a tzuras apes. You have these two beams, and you have this meira, the vine, going straight across the beam on top. So you have a peya. Is he set over materis linyan klayim? He is called a good mechitza vichot klayim. Avulei l'shabbos, but for Shabbos, if you have such a tzuras haPesach with this zemoris going on top of the beans, it's no good. We have Yechon and Amar ke mechitzas l'shabbos deloy, kach mechitzas l'klayim deloy. If Yechon says in both cases, no good. Just like for Shabbos, it's not called a good tzuras haPesach. Who had in for klayim also? It's no good. Schur is a stira resh lokish and a stira on Rabbi Yechon also. Because before Rabbi Yochanan said that even though it's minatzat for klayim it is kosher, and here Rabbi Yochanan is saying that both of them are posel, zay for Shabbos and zay for klayim. And what is the theory of Rabbi Yochanan in Rish Lakish before we said that even though minatzat is kosher, even for Shabbos is kosher, and here Rish Lakish is saying it's only kosher for klayim, but for Shabbos, since the top surah sapesa goes on the side of it, not on top of it, it's posel. So here's the theory even in Rish Lakish. So the Gemara loy, I'll tell you. Vishplaim with the Resh Lakish, the Resh Lakish Lakasha. On Resh Lakish is no stira. Hodi day, hodi rabbi. Before that Resh Lakish said it was mutter, even though it's minatzah, that's his own shita. Here that he says for Shabbos, it's possible, that's his Rebbe. Because here Resh Lakish said over the name of the Yom Resh Lakish Mishum Rebbe Yehuda of Rebbe Chanina. He's not his own shita, he's only saying it over the name of Rebbe Yehuda of Rebbe Chanina. That's where he's saying it over from. Just once. So tell me more, so Rish Lakish is no stira. Rish Lakish holds that before his own shita was Minatzad is kosher, and here he's saying over in his Rebbe's name that Minatzad is posel for Shabbos. So the Gemara El the Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yechonah Kasha, of course the stira in Rabbi Yechonah. Before Rabbi Yechonah was saying for Klayim I'll call upon him, it is kosher. It's only posel for Shabbos. And here Rabbi Yechonah says both are posel, Zay for Shabbos and Zay for Klayim. If before Rabbi Yechon was talking about that the Tzuras HaPesach was on top of the two beams, that wasn't the Psul Minatzad, it was Taka Gabon. And that's why there he said it's talking about wider than 10 Amis, so it's good why for Klayim it's kosher, but for Shabbos it was Psul, because wider than 10 Amis does not help. And Hocho, why here does he say it's Psul even for Klayim? Because here it's Minatzad. Then Shapir, it'll be good, no Sirin of Yechinim. In other words, if it's Minatzad, like our case here, then it's possible in both cases. Zay for Klayim, Zay for Shabbos is possible. Now, picture 145. If it's Minatzad, it's possible for both of them. Before that, Rabbi Yechinim said it was kosher for Klayim, he's talking about where Sakar on top it was. Now, even on top, it depends. If it's wider than 10 Amis, that's where it's no good for Shabbos. But for Klayim, it is good. So, here you're going to have a good Raya of Yechinim holds that it's wider than 10, it's possible. Mari Aliyamit Idividim in Atsad, Michael Mamer. So the Mara name Lyoilam Idividim in Atsad. Both Rabbi Yechon is talking about where the Tzuras HaPesach is min Atsad. Of Azoi, Hosom Vieser, Hocha Vioisom Yeser. We're talking about the Tzuras HaPesach is min Atsad. That's why Hilcha Shabbos is possible in both cases. Either Stira was in Klayim though. How come before by Klayim he said it was good? And here he says for Klayim it's no good. Before it's talking about less than Yud. So less than Yud wide. Even though it's minatzad for klayim, it's kosher. Mashenkin, if it's wider than yud, if it's minatzad, then it's possible even for klayim. That's the nafkumina. So the Gemara minot haymer. How do I know this? Tishoni le ben esel liyosim yeser, that there should be a difference if it's made minatzad. So it's saying for Shabbos pshit it's possible, but for klayim, if Yechon says it's kosher. How do we know there's a difference? Whether it's wider than 10, it's also possible. Only up until 10 is a kosher minatzad, even by klayim. How do I know this? The Yomale Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon told Rish Lakish. Leikach hoya maisa. There was a maisa. Shaholach Rabbi Yeshua Eitzu Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri. Lo mei Torah. Rabbi Yeshua went to visit Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri to learn Torah. Afo pi shaboki vilchus klayim. Even though he was a boki vilchus klayim, still he has to shayla. Rashi says, Afo pi shaboki Rabbi Yeshua vilchus klayim, shoal mi menu dovazir. Still he has to shayla. Shoal mi menu dovazir. What was the shayla? He found Sheyoshev ben Halonis. He was sitting in between the trees. He stretched the zmara of vine across from one tree to the other tree. Like picture 146. He stretched it across from one to the other. The Omar Loi Rebbe, and he asked me, if there'll be grapes on one side, Mal is Zroya Khan. Could I plant, or can I plant on the other side Zroyim? Would there be an issue? Is this called a Mechitza? Omar Allah, he answered like this. The Esam Mutter. If it's only 10 Amos apart, the two trees, then it's called a good Mechitza for Klayim. The Yosem Yasser Oser. But if it's wider, the two trees are more than 10 Amos wide, then it's no good. Fred Gemara B'may asking, what type of Surah Sepetzah are we talking about? Ilay Mal Gabon, if you want to say the string was Mamash on top of the two trees, like a regular Surah Sepetzah, of a Zoyaisa Miyasa Rosser, more than 10 Amos is possible, why should that be? V'atanya, we learned, Hoyisham Kanim, if you have sticks, Ha Dukronim, that were stuck into the ground, like picture 147, you have two sticks that were stuck into the ground, V'yoysalem Peyim Amala, and you put a string of Zemira going straight across on top. Afilu b'yoysim miyeser. Even though the two sticks are wider than 10 amas apart, still mutter. Vilchas klayim still is called the mechitza. So there's enough in the Mishnah that even though the Tzuras of Pesach is wider than 10 amas, still is kosher for klayim. So how come here the Maisa was, he said, that if the trees are more than 10 amas apart, it's no good for klayim. I have enough in the Mishnah that is kosher for klayim. Elamai the Teretz is, Elalav min atzad. The case of the tree was where the Zemira did not go on top of the tree, nor went across the side of the tree. It only went across, like on this picture here, the left tree, it's only going around the tree. So the Tzuras HaPesach is not on top of the beam, it's only around the beam, the side. That's called Minatzad. In order to be kosher, it has to be like the right side. On the right side, it goes on top of the tree. That would be good. But on the left tree, it's only going around the tree. That's called Minatzad. So we're talking about that the Tzuras HaPesach was Minatzad. If the trees are less than 10 amas apart, you should know then that it's kosher. But if it's more than 10 amas apart, then it's possible even for klayim. Since it's shemamina, that's the raya, and that's pshat Rabbi Yochanan also before. That by klayim, when did he say it's no good? Where it's more than 10 amas apart, and it's minatzad. Minatzad, by klayim, it's only kosher if it's exactly 10 amas or less. But once it's more than 10 amas, it's possible for klayim. So Shmamina, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Yeah. So the Gemara doesn't come out to claw up sack how we paskin if it is wider than 10 amis, is it Tzuras HaPesach kosher or not? So he spoke out, the Rambam Shita is that it's possible halacha, any Tzuras HaPesach has to be less than 10 amis wide. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down like that. Mashem, we hold the Ikka Shita is that's kosher, no matter how wide the Tzuras HaPesach is, like height, they make it blocks long, still it's called the good Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara Gufa. Omer Rav Chizda, Surah is very wichtig, very halacha about what exactly is the Surah HaPesach. Gufa, Omer Rav Chizda, Surah HaPesach, what is the Surah HaPesach? She'os min atzad. If you make it min atzad, we're saying like picture 145, the top beam, you did not put on top of it, you put it on the side, is le'yosav le'klum, that's nothing. It's not called the Mechitza Vilcha Shabbos. Le'yosav le'klum. The Omer Rav Chizda, another halacha, Surah HaPesach Shomru, Sricha Shetei Briya, that Surah HaPesach, Pasha means the two side beams that you use for Surah HaPesach, the two sides kona, have to have some strength to it. It has to be strong enough, Sricha Shetei Briya, Kedei Lahamed Bo Delis, enough to put up, attach a door onto this post. Now, Delis, V'afilu Delis HaKashin, even the lightest door possible, even the door made out of straw, but a beer has to have some strength to it. It can't just be a string. And now let him make a Tzuras HaPesach just from the easy string coming down. More they say fisherman string, maybe, yeah. It has a little strength to it. But if you want to bring it down a string, then you have to make sure it's very, very tight. You have to be mutter, stretch it out very good. As a tight string and stretched out, then it could also be kosher for a Tzuras HaPesach. But as though the side beams have to have some strength to it, that it could hold up, if a door would be attached to it, it could hold up the lightest door possible. Even a door made out of straw. That's the thing that we hold like this. By its Omer Eshlokesh Mishrim of Yanai, Surah HaPesach, Tzricha Heketzir. Lamaisa, all out, most of our Surah HaPesach doesn't have this halacha. So we'll soon see if we're passing like this or not. But Rabbi Yanai is doing Rav Shlokesh, says over the name of Rabbi Yanai, that every Tzuras HaPesach has to have a Heketzir to it. There has to be a Heketzir. For the Gemara, my Heketzir, what does it mean that Tzuras HaPesach has to have a Heketzir? Omer Rav Avia Avaksa. It has to have an Avaksa. Some say it means a loop. That on the side of the beam of the Tzuras HaPesach, there has to be a loop there. That you could attach a door to it. But it has to have a Tzuras HaPesach, has to look like a door. How does it look like a door? If it has a loop here hanging down, that you could attach a door to it, then it's kosher. Let's see Rashi. Avak says the Rashi. Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi says avak means chur, a little hole. Shetzir hadeles soivivbo, that the bottom post of the door turns around in it. That's like picture 148. You have a hole here on the bottom of the floor, and the tzir, that's where the peg of the door turns around in that hole. That's called the avaksa. That's the Rashi's mashmir. So every tzuras pesach has to have a hole on the floor, where it should look like you could have a door there turning it around. Rashi dafa pi shena tzricha delis, miyuchazlo delos binim. Even though you don't have to have a door to the tzuras pesach, but it has to at least be roy to have a door. You have to have a tzir there. So Maisa, our tzuras pesach doesn't have this. We don't have no hole on the bottom. And the other sheet is, it means you have to have a loop there. We don't have the loop. So we'll soon see why we hold like that. But baita push is not from the Gemara, you have to have it. Yeah. Baita. Rav Acha b'rede Rav Avio letam... Ashkechei Rav Acha b'rede Rav Avio letalmide de Rav Ashi. He found the talmide Rav Ashi. Omulhu. He said to him, Oma ma'amidi b'tzuras ha-pesach. Did your Rebbe teach you any chidushim about a tzuras ha-pesach? Oma le, he answered back, loy omar v'loy klum. He didn't say nothing about a tzuras ha-pesach. So Parshim you learn is, he didn't say any chidushim, he didn't talk about it. But Parshim say no. He meant to say you don't need anything for a tzuras ha-pesach. In other words, he means to say you do not need a heketzir for a tzuras ha-pesach. And that's what we're saying upon Lamaisa, that we don't have a heketzir for our tzuras ha-pesach. Because the terrace was back, lo yama v'lo klum, you don't need it. You saying, this guy is saying, you do need a heketzir. We held, no, you don't need that either. That's what they learned, shat nisman yama. Yeah. Lo yama v'lo klum. That's why Lamaisa usually developed the same if not, we don't have a heketzir. Even though the first halacha, we are mekayim. The first halacha, that the side beams have to have some strength to it, that it could hold up at least the door made out of straw. Yeah. Baita. Tona. Tzuras ha-pesach she'omru. What is called the Tzuras ha-pesach? Kona mikan, like picture 149. You have to have a beam on one side. The kona mikan, a beam on the other side. The kona agaveim, you have to have a beam going across on top. Yeah. Now the halacha, they say, what has to be strong? Only the two side beams. The top beam on top doesn't have to have any strength to it. That's why we have strings going across. Even though it doesn't have any strength to it, still it's kosher. The strength only has to be to the two side beams. They have to have some strength that they can hold up a door. So tomorrow now, new shayla. Tzricha liga or ain tzricha liga? Does the top beam, does it have to mamers touch the two sides like a picture 149? Or is it kosher like on the left picture? Even though the beam on top is way high up, and the beams on the two beams are lower down, but since you say good asik, like this beam, if it would be extended straight up, it would meet the corner on top, that's also kosher. Lalacha we hold like that. There ain't sarach liga. As long as the top beam on top is straight up over the bottom two sides, that the bottom two sides beams would shoot up, you would say good asik, it would meet the top string going across, that's also kosher. But here's the shayla. Sarach liga, ain't sarach liga. We have Nachman Amar, ain't sarach liga. Nachman says, no, it doesn't have to touch. Even though it's very high up, still we say good asik, it goes up, and still it's kosher. And Lalacha is like Rav Nachman. We have Sheshe Soma, no, sarach liga. Rav Sheshe says, you should know, the Tzuras HaPesach, the top beam, Badavka, has to touch the two side beams. It's not enough to be high up. The good asik doesn't help you. The heker has to be, it's mamas touching it. That's Rav Sheshe's Shita. So tomorrow, all the Maitse, all the Rav Nachman, the Yovid Uvda, Beirish Galusha, Kishmaite. Rav Nachman, Paskin, like, did a Maitse like him, that even though the top of the Tzuras HaPesach was way above, still he held it was kosher. Omalei Rav Sheshes came along and told, Omalei Rav Sheshes l'shmaya, Rav Gada, Rav Sheshes told his shamish, called Rav Gada, Yishno, Zil Sholof, go pull down that Tzuras HaPesach that Rav Nachman put up. Because Rav Sheshes holds this puzzle. Rav Sheshes holds it has to be Tzorach Liga. It's only kosher at the right picture. But at the left picture, it's puzzle according to Rav Sheshes. So he told the shamish, pull it down. Shadinu, Zil Sholof Shadinu, go pull it down and throw it down. Ozel, so the shamish went, Sholav Shadinu. Ashkechu, the Veiresh Kalusa found Rav Gada throwing down the Tzuras HaPesach. Chavshu, they put him into prison. What are you doing throwing down the Tzuras HaPesach? So the Magazan Vaitikamai, so tomorrow also Rav Sheshes went to see what happened to him. Kom Abovo, he says, he went to the door of the prison. Omalei Goda Puk. He told Goda, walk out, and Tov Enofet Vyosom. and he walked out of jail, just walked out. No. Basically, he's the mice and he's the mayor, so what? Rako Pon Rosheshis got him out. He came out. So the Gemara asked the Chay Rosheshis the Rabbi Bashmuel. So now Rosheshis met up with Rabbi Bashmuel. Omale, hey yes, Rabbi Bashmuel, Tony Ma Midi Bitsuras Pesach. Did you learn any Chedushim Bitsuras Pesach? In other words, he wants to know, is he right or not in his psak? That Rosh Hashanah was very makpid that a Tzuras HaPesach is only kosher if the top beam, mamis, touches the two side beams. If it doesn't touch the two side beam, it's possible. So Rosh Hashanah went around to ask people, are you asking to me? So he said, did you learn anything about Tzuras HaPesach? So we'll soon see. From this halacha, we have a raya. Also, Amalei, in, yes, I learned the Chiddush. Tanina, we learned. Kippah, an archway. Picture 150. You have an archway, Kippah. Rav Meir Mechayev Mezuzah. If you have a door that looks like an archway, Rav Meir says it's Chayev Mezuzah. And a call that has two mezuzahs and a mashkev on top, that's Mechayev Mezuzah. The Chama Poitrim, the Chama say, no, it's not called a Pesach. You put them in a mezuzah. That's not called a Pesach. The Shovin, now where's the Machlaik? It's the Shovin. They're both made, like in picture 151. They're both made, the Shovin, Shimyesh Baragle Asorah. If the two side walls first are 10 high, before you have the archway, they go up 10 straight up, 10 tefachim high. Vishovim, shim yesh baragle asora. If first the two sides go up 10 tefachim, shichayevis. Then everybody's masking, even though the top is an archway, havad yimchuyiv in a mezuzah, that's called a good Pesach. There is no machlekes. Omer Abaya, that's what everybody's masking to. The Omer Abaya, hako moedin, in gavoya asora. Let's say the whole thing together is only 10 high, like a picture 152. The whole thing together is only 10 tefachim high. The yain barag le'eshloisha, and the bottom where the two beginning starts to go up, where it's straight, is less than 3 tefachim high. It's not even 3 tefachim high. Inami or else, yesh barag le'eshloisha. In a case where you do have like picture 153, where first it starts to go up 3 tefachim before it makes its archway, or 154. First it does go up 3 tefachim. Of a v'yein gvoya asora, but by the time we get to the top, there's no tenth tefachim, v'loi klum. Everybody's asking these two cases as possible. Hey, if picture 152, where before it starts to go up, this before you have the archway, there's not even 3 tefachim on the ground, avad with posel. Or else, even if you do have 3 tefachim going up, but the whole height is not more than 10 tefachim, avad with posel, that's not called a Pesach. A Pesach has to at least be 10 tefachim high. If it's not 10 tefachim high, it's posel. Of the Zayki Pligi, where's the Machlekes for a Meir and a Chachamim? If an archway is Mechuyev in a Mezuzah or not, Ki Pligi, B'yesh Paragleh Gimel. That's like a picture 153. B'yesh Paragleh Gimel. That's the side two legs, when they start to go up, the first three Tvachim is straight up. Before it makes this archway, you have three Tvachim going straight up. B'yesh Paragleh Gimel. O'gvoy Asorah. And to the top here of Adar is 10 Tvachim high. It's 10 Tvachim high. No, v'ein rochova arbo, but it's not wide dalat tefachim, because you don't have a height of 10 tefachim wide dalat tefachim, which that is the shear of a Pesach. A Pesach has to at least be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Here, it's not dalat tefachim wide. When it starts to go up, the top of the kippah is there be only 2 tefachim wide. So here's the machlekes. Of v'yeshpo lochuk ulashlim al arbo. Now I'm saying a picture 153. Like the dotted out square thing is the pshat is, if you would hollow out the dotted lines here, then you could make it rochiv wide 10 dalat tefachim. Whereas there is enough space in this archway to hollow out the archway to make it that even 10 tefachim high should be dalat tefachim wide. There is enough wood there. Just the wood is so thick that the opening of the archway on top is only 2 tefachim wide. But if you want to hollow it out, you could hollow it out. And make it that on top it's also dalet tefachim wide. That's the machlokes. Reb Meir saw by chokikim v'hashlim. We had the sheet before already. Reb Meir always says that if you have a solid piece of wood, if there's enough size to the wood to hollow out the wood, even though now the wood is thick, but there's enough room to hollow it out, if we look as if it's hollowed out. So here, if you would hollow out the top part of the archway, since it is wide dalet tefachim, it looks like you have a makom dalet tefachim. That's called a pesach. Rabbonin Savrid ain't chokikim v'hashlim. Rabbonin say no. Look at the way it is right now. Right now, this archway on top, when you stop before you get up 10 tefachim, there's no rochiv dalet by dalet. So it's not called a pesach. That's the machlokes. We're on the floor. Yizicha have gimel tefachim going up, and then the archway starts. and it's not why Dalat Vochim. That's the Machlokes. Do you say Chokim Lahashlim or Rein Chokim Lahashlim? If it would have been, but everybody's masking, if it have an archway that the bottom, the three legs, the two legs on the side go up three tefachim straight, and then even though you have an arch, as long as the arch goes up 10 tefachim and it's wide dalat tefachim, according to everybody, that's called a good pesach yimchuyv in the mezuzah. The only shalom is where it's not wide dalat tefachim and you have to come out to chaykikim lahashlim. That's where the machlokes is. See Rashi. Shashi keep ligi the yesh paraglei shloisha the nofik miteres arid, not part of the ground anymore. Semichta the echshe pesach arbo roichev ugvoya sora. Now a shame pesach normal has to at least be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. That's the least share of a pesach as pfas mechayv in the mezuzah of hilchas erevin to give it a shame pesach. Now imu gvoya asora imu eagle. Now with the roundness, with the top part, it is roichev dalid. But from the eagle olamala, it's not rochid dalid. The yesh bola lochuk, the lister eagle, you could hollow out the eagle, olachiva, make it wide liabo, but loy nefilas roish eagle, without throwing off the top part of the eagle. Peleyun, shabinyan orach, lekan olakan, vein avinyan kol mikan lekan. Let me just ashar. So that's the child you say chokim haskrim, heilu begoyva shloisha, yesh hechsha roichiv, pesach. Roy and Shiva Yoinim see the top seven tfachim, kilo and chakukim, ni bifnim, v'nirchovim lamidas haraglayim. We look as if it's spread out. Yeah. Yeah. So that's halacha. That's Gemara. Omalei. So he answered back now, Shoshashis, when he heard over this halacha, when your Shreshis heard this halacha, Omalei, imishkachaslu, if you're going to meet up with Rav Nachman, imishkachaslu, leteimeluhu, levei resh kalusa. Don't tell over this halacha to resh kalusha. Voloi midi, meho masnis mekipa. Don't tell over this halacha from kipa to the very resh kalusa. Because right there, so Shreshis saw from this halacha the kipa that ain't sorach liga, that the top part of the Tzuras HaPesach does not have to touch the Tzuras HaPesach, does not have to touch the two sides. Why doesn't have to touch? Tabrash says, "Vishovin shim yesh paraglei asora yegoiva koydim sheyaschi legal is chayevis." If first you have 10 tefachim, like picture 151, first you have the two sides go up 10 tefachim, yeah, and then you have the archway. So everybody holds yechayevim is the chayevis. So yesh paraglei goiva b'roichev abor v'afilu kol yigul sosim. Even though the whole top of the archway is like sosim, still nisha shom shio pesach kosher. Alma zaraya ain't tzrich in liga. We see the top of the tzrich of pesach does not have to touch the two sides of the tzrich of pesach. Why not? To achshevah the pischa bragle. Here, what's kosher about the archway is the two sides of it. V'yigul mafsik bein tikruhel yoyna lemezuzis. Now the archway itself is being mafsik between the top of the archway and the mezuzahs, the size of it. Tony Chayevis. You still you say Yechayev. So according to Rashi, it's mash, but the picture is like the first picture in Rashi here. The first picture in Rashi is that really all the way on top, it's straight across. Now what you have to use for the Tzuras HaPesach here is the top part of the kippah. The top part is straight across. Now the archway itself, mash for Rashi, that's not called part of the Tzuras HaPesach. That you can't use. So what are you using for the Tzuras HaPesach? Using the two sides, and then there's a hefsek of the archway, and the top being going straight across the top, that's what we're using for the Tzuras HaPesach. And it's kosher. So you see the top beam on top does not have to touch the two sides. Because here there's an archway that's masnik in between. That's the way Rashi learns. So Chazanish wants to say, according to Rashi, the only time an archway is mechuyev in a mezuzah is like this picture here, where on top it's mamasha a square. Or else like you have picture 153, where the top of the archway is a square. But for Rashi, it would be mashma. If you have a picture, like next picture in Rashi, it would be potter for the mezuzah. Because mashma for Rashi, the archway itself is not nidu mishum atzuras hapesach. Anything that goes slanty, goes half circle, is not called atzuras hapesach. Atzuras hapesach on top has to go straight across. So therefore Rashi says, what's kosher? The top of the square. I in between is an archway. That's the hefsek in between. That's where Chazanish one says Masha from Rashi. But Halacha though, he says we pass not like Rashi Shita. Halacha we hold, even though an archway is made like the second picture, that there's no square on top, just a regular half a circle archway, it's also mechuyev mezuzah. If you have the two sides go up yutvachim, even though the top is going straight across, still it's called the good source of Pesach. So the then it's a piece of shred. What's the Gemara's right then? If you learn an archway, a half a circle is also good for the top of a Tzuras Pesach. So why was Rosh Hashanah so worried about this halacha? Where does Rosh Hashanah see here that the Tzuras Pesach, the top corner, doesn't have to touch the two sides? But that's the kasha. The Chur in an archway, like the bottom picture in Rashi, is touching. The archway on top is the Tzuras, is the top corner, and that's mamas touching the two sides of the corner. What was Rosh Hashanah so worried about that he says, from here I see, I'm wrong. I see in Tzorach Liga. That's a Pesach Kasha. So the Rashi learns is good. He's Miyashiv, how it works out. But Kofon Malach, the Arvad, this is also called a Pesach, even the second picture. Yeah. Let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Hechshem Mavui. How will you matter a Mavui? Be'sharma Yarnim Lechi B'Koira. You have to use two heterim. Every Mavui has to have a Koira and a Lechi. Or Be'sil Yarnim, the Lach is like Be'sil Lavada, Oy Lechi Oy Koira. Either one of the two is good. Either a lechi beam going straight up, or else the curve going across on top. We have lezer going there, lechiayim. He holds no, you have to use two lechis. We'll see in the Gemara why. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Loma Talmud Echad, lefnei Rabbi Kiva. He said over in the front of Rabbi Kiva, that lenech leku beishamayil beitilol al movui shehu pochus mi'arbamis shu nitir oi belechi oi bekoira. If the movi, the opening of the movi, the door, is less than Dalad Amos wide, everybody holds it, even Beis Hillel holds. You don't need two, neither one is good. Either a lechi or a kerem is good. Aman Nechleku, where is the machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? That Beis Shammai says there's only hutta with two things, with a lechi and with a kerem. Arochem me'arbamis. If the entrance to the Mavui is wider than Dalad Amos, that's when Beis Shammai holds you need two things, a kerem and a lechi. The Yad Eser, and when it's Dalad Amos until Ten Amos, there Beis Shammai is machmir to say you need two things, a kaira and a lechi, or Beis Hillel learn him oy lechi a kaira. Either one is good. And Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kiva answered back, no. The pshat is like the first pshat in Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds every single mavur, no matter how wide the entrance is, even if it's less than Dalad Amos, Abi is Dalad Tfachim wide, you need a kaira and a lechi. So the Gemara Lechura, come on. Who does our Mishnah go like? Lechura, the loike chananya, loike tanakama. Hey, to have a meaning, we're talking about a Mavi Mefulish. Now, Mavi Mefulish, Chananya before said you have to have a Delis. And the Tanakam said you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. And the end of the Mishnah says it's just...
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, right after the Mishnah and the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, do you need a Lechi and a Koira? Or is it enough, just either one? You need both, or do you need either one? So the Gemara Lechura command the loike chananya. Our Mishnah does not go according to chananya, the loike tanakama, and not like the tanakama or chananya. Like the Havam Minarid, the Mishnah is talking about even a mavim of foolish. That means it's open on both sides. There are two mechitzes, and both sides are open to Rishus Rabin. So before we had a machlekes that according to chananya, that according to Beis Hillel you have to have a delis on one side. And the Tanakhama said, at least you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach on one side. And here, our Mishnah is Mashma, all you need is just a Lechi. According to Beis Shammai, a Lechi and a Kairo. And the Gemara Poshit, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hochi Kama, this is the Pshat for now, Mishnah. Hech Shem Movi Sosum. His our Mishnah is talking about a Movi Sosum, means a closed Movi, that's closed on three walls, just the fourth wall is open. So in such a Movi, Kate said, how will you matter for the fourth wall? You have to have a strong matter on the fourth side, two things, a lechi and a koira. Well, Beis Hillel, but Beis Hillel says, and Allah is like Beis Hillel, that oi lechi, oi koira. Either one is enough. Either to have a lechi, a beam going straight up at the entrance, or else oi koira, a beam going across on top of the entrance. So the Gemara now, what's the husband of Machlekes? Beis Shammai, lechi, u'koira. Beis Shammai says you have to have both, a lechi and a koira. What's the hezba? Lemeimro, should we say, the kosavri Beis Shammai holds, arbo mechitzas diraisa. Midiraisa, what's called Rishus Yochid, only if you have four mechitzas. Therefore, here, this movi, it only has three mechitzas to it. So how will we matter the fourth mechitza to give it a heter tiltum? Therefore, we say you have to have a good fourth wall, you have to have a good lechi and a koira. He said, according to Beis Shammai, they're both Mishum Mechitza, but you need both a Lechi and a Kerva to give it a shame for a fourth good Mechitza. So the Gemara loy, maybe it's not muchrich. I tell you, lizroik misholish. Veshami is maski midiraisa. If you have three walls around the area, that's called rishus yochid. And if you throw from rishus rabim into this area, yichayiv midiraisa. Heis lizroik misholish hudim chayiv. Midiraisa with three walls, you make rishus yochid. Obletaltol midirabonim. To have a heter to carry around inside, adi ikar bo. Until you have four walls. So midirabonim, you also need a fourth wall. Now how do you make up this fourth wall? The Shami says it has to be a good wall, even midirabonim. Therefore you need a lechi and a kairu. Now beithilu, what's shan beithilu? Beithilu imrim oi lechi oi kairu. Either one is enough. Either a lechi or a kairu. Is the churu lemo kosavri, let's say, that beithilu holds Sholosh mechitzas diraisa. Min diraisa, all you have to have is just three walls around an area to make it into a shusha yochid. And the rabbonin is the one that holds, min the rabbonin you have to have a fourth wall. Therefore you could be nekel on the fourth wall, that either a kaira or a lechi is good, either one is enough. And then a chnami could only be mishrim heker, because mit the pachal you don't need a fourth wall mit the diraisa. It's only mit the rabbonin, and the rabbonin will nekel. So the Gemara loy, I tell you that's not even shad according to Beis Hillel. Lizroik mishtayim hudim chayiv. I can tell you maybe midiraisa beisil holds with two walls you make a rishus yochid. With two walls, if you throw from rishus rabim into this mokum, yichayiv midiraisa. But metaltol adiika sholish. But midirabonin you're not allowed to be metaltol in an area unless you have three walls. The churit shver. If three walls is enough, so why does this mavi sasim have to have a fourth? On the fourth wall of Kari or Alechi, the Kuru let it be alone enough with three walls. You have three walls for this Mavi Sosam. So the Ritvah says the Pshat is that Midirabonim, you'll need three walls. That means three good walls. And the fourth wall is enough anything, a Mashu. Therefore, according to Vesil, on the fourth wall is good to have either a Kari or Alechi. Either one is good. Because really, Midiraisa could be with two walls, you make Rishus Yochid. Midirabonim, you have to have three good walls. But the fourth wall, anything is good, either kairu or alechi. We had your Reb Lezer Oimer Lechiayim. Reb Lezer said a chiddush in the Mishnah, then you want to be matter, a mavul, you have to use two lechis. Lechiayim, that was Reb Lezer Shita. So the Mari Boilihu, Reb Lezer Lechiayim, the kairu komar, as Reb Lezer is a machmer, he holds you have to have two lechis. It's on each entrance, so the mavul, you have to have another lechi. What about does the old, you can need all three? You need a kairu on top, plus two lechis. Oy dilma lechiyayim b'lay kairakoma. No, and he's only machmet to have two lechis, that's all. But to have three things, that you don't need. Just two, not three. That's the shaylam. The Martar Shema. Maisa b'rebeleze sholachetza Reb Yosi ben Freida. Talmidai. As Reb Lezer went to visit his Talmud, Reb Yosi ben Freida,